Hello and welcome to an ISIS Energy podcast. My name is Tom Hoskins. I'm the power reporter for France, and I'm here with Ed Cox, who's the editor of our daily natural gas publication, ESGM. He's here to talk about some additions made to ESGM. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hello, Tom.
Let's get straight to the point. What additions are you making to ESGM, and why is now the time?
Yes, we've added a total of 32 new price assessments to ESGM and another index across most of the continental European markets, which have continued to see trade and liquidity grow in the last few months. And as our role in keeping on top of all the coverage, we're keen to bring this to the market ahead of our competitors. So we've got a mixture, particularly of curve and later dated contracts across the Dutch market, German, French, Austrian markets, in addition to a new trade volume weighted index at the Italian hub.
I see. So can you tell us a bit more about the additions to TTF, please?
Yes, so that's a market that has seen liquidity grow even further in recent times. We've added another 11 price assessments, which now means that the TTF lineup is as long as the NBP assessments, the same number of contracts. NBP has obviously been the leading market in Europe for several years, but we've really seen the desire to trade and the number of players active in the Netherlands grow. And so I think it's an important sign from us that we believe in the liquidity at that market and that that's there to remain. So we've now really extended that.
I see. So, I mean, TTF is obviously one of the most liquid markets. How about the less liquid ones?
Yes, well, things are changing and expanding everywhere. I guess a couple that I'd pick out would be the new day-ahead assessment in the Czech market, which is trading every day now. And we're looking at spreads between that and the German market next to it. And we're seeing a lot more interest through brokers, through traders in that market. And also at the PSV, the Italian market, still a difficult market to trade at times, but there is more trade, particularly on the front month contract, which is why we've added this monthly cumulative and monthly index that readers will know from a number of other markets where we cover that.
Thanks for that. So how is this data going to be available?
Well, readers will already see the changes that came in the PDF and on FTP data. You'll see the extended lineups. You'll also have had a notice about the changes. We've got some more documents on the website too. We've got a frequently asked questions document that is now available to download that covers some of the questions that we often get asked by readers or people who are new to ISIS. And there's also links in there to the methodology, which explains the changes that we've made and goes into a bit more detail.
I see. So how do you see coverage developing in the coming months?
It's changing every month. I think our focus is going to be in the similar markets and also looking at new markets as they develop. Currently, we're focusing on how we'll address the changes to the Belgian market from the start of October and also the Austrian market, which will see significant changes next year. And as usual, we'll be speaking to people, speaking to readers about how they expect us to cover this and keeping on top of the events as the markets themselves change.
Great. Sounds good. That concludes today's podcast. For other podcasts and more free content, please visit our website at www.isis.com/energy. And please join us again next time for another ISIS Energy podcast.